在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President-elect Barack Obama has named his top national security team, Senator Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, Robert Gates, the current Secretary of Defense, to stay on, and retired Marine General James Jones as National Security Advisor. NPR Pentagon correspondent J.J. Sutherland has more.
A presidential transition is a dangerous time as power changes hands. Mr. Obama noted that as he chose what he called an experienced team able to deal with two wars at the same time and the continuing danger of terrorism as seen in last week's deadly attacks in Mumbai.
Both myself and the team that stands beside me are absolutely committed to eliminating the threat of terrorism, and that is true wherever it is found.We cannot tolerate a world in which innocents are being killed by extremists based on twisted ideologies.
Mr. Obama also named his choices for Attorney General, Ambassador to the UN, and Secretary of Homeland Security. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the U.S. expects Pakistan to cooperate fully with investigations into the bloody attacks in the Indian city of Mumbai last week. Rice is to visit India on Wednesday, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Rice is cutting short her trip to Europe to show her support to India in the wake of the Mumbai rampage. She told reporters in London that the perpetrators must be brought to justice.
This is a time when everyone in the civilized world needs to unite, not just in condemnation of these terrorist attacks, but also in a commitment to be decisive in following up whatever leads there are.
Asked whether she believes Pakistan might have been involved, Rice said that she doesn't want to jump to any conclusions, but expects complete transparency and cooperation from Pakistan in the investigation. Six Americans were among the dead in Mumbai. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Private research group is confirming what a lot of average Americans probably have suspected for a while now. The U.S. economy is in recession and has been for some time. The National Bureau of Economic Research, the group that officially marks recessions in the U.S., says the current recession began in December of 2007. Speaking to a group of business executives in Washington today, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson also did not appear surprised.
The American people know that. And I think the American people have known that for some time. So I don't think that this is going to be big news. I think they've known the economy slowed down. We focused on it. And everything I'm doing is to address that slowdown the best way I know how, which is through stabilizing the financial system.
Paulson says the administration is looking at additional ways to tap into the government's $700 billion financial rescue program. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged 679 points today. This is NPR. New York Giants wide receiver Plaxico Burress was led out of a New York police precinct in handcuffs today after surrendering on a weapons possession charge. Authorities say a teammate is also under investigation in connection with an accidental shooting at a Manhattan nightclub. Burress, the wide star receiver who helped the Giants win the Super Bowl, accidentally shot himself in the thigh while at a nightclub Friday. He was treated in New York hospital and released on Saturday. It's not clear to what extent his injury will affect his ability to play. The star player had already been sidelined with a hamstring injury. Texas chicken processor Pilgrim's Pride has filed for bankruptcy protection. The company operates 35 processing plants and employs more than 48,000 people. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Pilgrim's Pride has been suffering large losses of late. It expects to post an $802 million loss for the quarter ending in September. Some of its wounds are self-inflicted. After its acquisition of competitor Gold Kist Incorporated last year for more than $1 billion, it now cannot pay the loans. And like Southwest Airlines, which recently posted its first quarterly loss in years after taking big write-downs on its fuel hedges, Pilgrim's Pride lost money on its chicken feed hedges when the price of feed dropped unexpectedly. Add to that an oversupply of chicken, which has kept prices low in stores, and you have the perfect holiday recipe for Chapter 11. The company says it expects to continue operations as it moves through the process. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Commerce Department says construction spending fell 1.2% in October as builders had to deal with the economic downturn and a severe credit crisis. Much of that drop was due to the fall off in home building. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.